Yes, it's time for the big weigh-in for Rocky. Well, telling a slight lie there, aren't we, Mark? Because we've just done it just before we came on air, and I haven't done too badly, have I?
Rocky, you've done amazing this week. I'm very proud of you, and I'm very proud to report that you've lost a total of 11 pounds and already an inch off of your waist. How do you feel, Rocky?
I must admit, surprised, because I'm going to be totally honest with you. I cheated yesterday. I caved in. I had two rich tea fingers. That's not good, is it?
Well, we don't want to promote this long term for you, Rocky. I mean, you're only human. The first few days, there's a lot of change going on here, both in your head and in your body. So, you know, we've talked about that. We've got you back on track. Remember, why are you doing this? What do you want out of it? How will you know when you've got that?
Do people normally cheat?
It's very common. I mean, we're all human, right? I mean, when your body is emptying itself of carbohydrate, as you've been doing in the last few days, you're going to crave those sugars. So it's very, very tempting to go back. But I say, you've got to ask yourself, why are you doing this? And you've got to resist that temptation, because the long-term reward, you know what, it's fantastic.
Now, you mentioned the golden words there, carb withdrawal. I went through an almighty withdrawal. I think I kind of ate everything that I could before, and I got headaches, cold sweats. It was awful.
Completely normal, Steve. I mean, as you're going through this transition to mild ketosis, you know, your body is emptying itself of its carb stores, which is your primary energy source. And carbohydrate attracts up to four times its weight in water. So that is also why the first week of these plans is often quite dramatic in the amount of weight loss that you're producing, because, as I say, you're emptying yourself of that initial carbohydrate store.
Now, because I'm craving real food, you've decided to put me on the next step up. Now, this is important to mention, because when people think of Cambridge, they normally think about milkshakes and nothing else. The Cambridge Weight Plan is actually six different plans, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's exactly what you said. It's six different plans, six steps, ranging from 500 up to 1500 calories intake per day. And the customer can choose to have Cambridge as the sole source of nutrition, i.e. just the Cambridge servings as your daily food intake, or you can mix it up with some conventional food. It's all about finding the right plan for you. And as we're discovering with you here now, Rocky, step two is going to be the one that gets you through, because you're going to get your little bit of conventional food per day, but your weight loss is still going to be excellent.
When we speak about conventional food, I'm thinking takeaways. That's not quite going to be what I'm eating, is it?
Now, hold on, Rocky. You've got to work with me here, okay? We've got to stick to the plan. So we're talking here nice lean protein, bit of chicken, bit of turkey, bit of fish, maybe some cottage cheese. We're going to mix that up with a little bit of green vegetables.
So even eating real food and increasing my calorie intake, I'm still on track to lose a stone in the first month, you reckon?
Oh, absolutely. If you think about it, we talked about my story before. I calculated, Rocky, that I was on about 6,000 calories per day at my peak. What we've got you doing here now is 810 calories per day. That's an almighty change. And on 810 calories a day, your body at some point is going to run out of carb stores for energy. So it's going to have to start burning some fat. And that's how you're going to lose your weight. Very safely, very conveniently, giving you the flexibility to pick the plan that works for your lifestyle. Wait.
Now, of course, it's not just about eating the Cambridge portions and a little bit of real food. Water is really essential on this diet, isn't it? Drinking lots of water.
Oh, Steve, it's critical. I mean, we've got to maintain your hydration levels. Your brain is 70% water. If we dip below that level, you're going to start feeling irritable. You're going to get the classic symptoms of headache, a little bit of nausea and dizziness. We don't want that. So we can easily avoid that by ensuring that your body is topped up with water. Critical for maintaining your hydration and flushing out the waste products that are created when you start to burn fat.
Well, I must admit, Mark, that losing so much weight in the first 5 days has inspired me to carry on, even if I did have two rich tea fingers. On Monday, we're going to be talking about the effects of obesity, which is quite serious, isn't it?
It's a growing problem, literally, in this country, Steve. And I want to talk a little bit about how obesity has developed and taken root, really, in this country now. And then the types of conditions that Cambridge can actually help, everyday conditions that people can very much relate to.
So if people want to make the weight loss journey with you, just as I'm doing, how can they get in touch with you?
Two methods of contact, Steve. You can reach me on the telephone, 07504 775926, or visit my blog, www.markbull.net, and I'll be delighted to help.